Thank you so much. It's great to be here, David. It's great to be here in Nicholasville. And I've never been here to this church. I was born in Pennsylvania in the Amish country. You say, well, you don't sound like you're from the Amish country. Well, when I was in the sixth grade, I moved south of Mason-Dixon line. You don't talk like Amish back when you do that. I live in Tampa, Florida, and we're just like y'all. It's freezing cold. It's only going to get to about 65 today, and my wife is panicking. We had to go down to the store. We had to stop and get everything. The hoodies broke out. I got everything. So I know one thing. I flew up here Wednesday in the Cincinnati. It is cold. Man, it's cold. And then it tricked us. Thursday was pretty nice. I was in Shelbyville Thursday. It was pretty nice Thursday. I thought, this ain't too bad. Then it came back. And then it really came back this morning. So I'm going back to Tampa today. But what a joy to be with your church. This is a very, this is how I worship. This is my church back home. So I really feel at home. You music dudes, that's good. You got some good stuff here. I like that. And y'all bring it home, so I like that, and I like that style. And so it's great to be in your church. Now, I know one thing about this church. Y'all play Foursquare seriously here. That men's retreat, man, they got after it. And I went to high school in Hamilton, Ohio. Anybody know where Hamilton, Ohio is? I went to school with a kid that played at the University of Kentucky, you Wildcat fans, Kevin Grevy. You remember that name? Any of you old Wildcat people? I know it's a bad day. I'm sorry. Anytime you get, if you get beaten basketball by Auburn, that's not good. I just got to say it, and let's get it out there. Let's get through it. But we'll be all right. We'll be all right. The little known story, John Calipari, I'm with a ministry called Score International. He went on a trip with us about 3 years or 4 years ago. People, we couldn't record it. We couldn't report it. We couldn't even take pictures. I want to tell you about him. I saw him in Haiti. Where's my brother from Haiti there? My brother here, Global Missions. He was down in Haiti, brought down about 1,000 pair of Nike shoes. I have pictures of John Calipari on his knees putting shoes on people. Now, you can say a whole lot you want to say. I was a high school and college baseball coach for 30 years. I know there's some good coaches out there. And you may say, I didn't know. They just hold on. The brother was out there helping people. That's all I got to say about Kentucky coach, basketball coach. And I'm going to tell you something. He going to do that? I'm not a true Wildcat fan, but I don't like it when he gets beat either. So just leave it at that. But I will say this. Your church, I love the competition. I love that men's night, man. Is the brother here that brought the meat, does he go here? Oh, he don't go. He needs to go here. But anyway... I don't know what I like barbecue. You know, you live in the South, you're going to eat some barbecue now. And I love barbecue, and I believe God's going to have to call him home, get ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb, because that barbecue is going to be there. We're going to eat that again someday. We'll eat that again. But I'm with a ministry called SCORE International. That stands for Sharing Christ or Redeemer Enterprises. When I was a college baseball coach, the athletic director at the school I was at in Chattanooga decided he had felt God called to start a sports ministry. That's what we started as. We were taking basketball teams to Mexico, Russia when the walls came down and all those things, 84, 85. How old are you, son? When were you born? Are you serious? This means nothing to you, but anyway, I'm going to tell you something. We've been doing it for about 31 years, and now what we have done, we're into 9 countries. Actually, we're into 10 countries. Recently, we just decided that the United States is going to be a country we're going to evangelize and share Christ with through measurable means and engaging people, enlisting people. Y'all have been a part of our Dominican trip, baseball trip. I've got some propaganda back there in the hub, it was called. So I got my propaganda back there, but we got the trip every November, in which we go down there and reach people. And then we also decided a few years ago, the United States is a country that needs Jesus. Amen? Nicholasville needs Jesus. By the way, I'm not here. I feel guilty even being here today, because when I walked into this church yesterday and last night and see what you guys are doing up there, I snuck up here to the hub. I don't even have to talk to y'all. You know what I need to say? Here's the sermon, and it's over. Keep doing what you're doing. Because if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. If you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. That's pretty simple. You don't take Einstein to figure this out. But what y'all are doing, reaching people through the adoption ministry and other things you guys are doing, I want to say keep doing it. I travel around a lot. I travel in a lot of churches. I'm going to be in two churches next week. I'm going to tell you something, people. I go to some churches, they wouldn't know Jesus if he walked up and slapped him. They hadn't seen him, heard from him. Now, they're doing church, David. They're doing church. But they're not really doing church. You got what I'm saying? Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Even though you were born in 2002, you keep doing that, son. I don't know what you're doing, but you keep doing it. But I want to encourage you. We've got some great ministry. We're going to Utah, Alabama this summer. Anybody ever been to Utah, Alabama, Greene County, Alabama? Don't be lying now. This is church. That's southwest Alabama, one of the poorest counties in the United States, top three, always in the top three. We're going down there to show some love to people who've been there about 8 years now. We have a missionary couple full-time in that area. But I say that to say we do domestic trips, we do outside the United States. But I want to announce this. In 2017, and my heart got stirred. I was in a meeting with one of the associate athletic directors at the University of Kentucky, and we were at a luncheon meeting, and I met a man with the Kay Wood Ledford Foundation. Now, you boys born 2002, you don't even know who Kay Wood Ledford is, but anybody that's been following the Cats for more than 40 years knows who Kay Wood Ledford is. They took us and invited us to go down to Harlan, Kentucky. When I was in high school in Hamilton, Ohio, I worked for a guy. He was from Corbin, Kentucky. I think he had a legit job there in Hamilton so he could do some other things in Corbin on the weekends. We won't get into that, but we leave that alone. But he had a nice car, and it was souped up. I think it could take your charger, Ben. But anyway, I'm going to leave that alone. That's all right. But we went to Harlan, and I tell you, God touched my heart. And Harlan County is a devastated county. And they have told us that they've lost 18,000 jobs in the last 2 years. We're going to bring Jesus to Harlan County, Kentucky next summer. We're going to do a festival. We're going to bring some hope, bring a hand up, and help people and see Jesus. Because I'm going to tell you something. In Harlan County, Kentucky, can I tell you, it's the same thing in Nicholasville, Kentucky. Yeah, they need jobs. They need a lot of things. But I tell you, most importantly, people need Jesus. So I want to say to you, Catalyst Church, thank you. I've got some information about that, about Utah, and I will get information. And so you can kind of see, I just appreciate the opportunity to come today. And we're kind of on this theme of getting on mission with God and getting on mission with what God is. Last night at the men's meeting, we talked about what a man of God, he's a follower of Christ. And then we talked about how a man of God uses his gifts. And today I want to kind of just wrap that up. Now, I know you women, I'm glad you women and children weren't there last night. That Foursquare thing was out of control. There were words said that I need some men to come forward and I need to get started. There were threats made. You know it's got to get pretty hot when you got to open up the door and it's 12 degrees outside and they got the door wide open because people are sweating bullets. But we had a great time. But I want to talk to you. I want you to go to your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22. I want to talk to you about on mission with God, and what is that man of God, what does he do? It's a pretty familiar passage, pretty practical passage. And church, I want to pray this morning that we not only hear the Word of God, I want to pray you continue to do the Word of God. You've been doing that. I told you, I go to a lot of places, I tell you. I'll just leave that as it is, but I am so excited to be here today. Your worship, your praise and worship, your action, you got to keep doing it. We can gripe and complain about how bad things are, right? But hey, we got to keep, but it's also a great opportunity today, church, to get involved and share the love of Christ because everybody's biggest need is not food and jobs, and I know that, and they do that, and we do those acts of kindness. You're doing those acts of kindness to give a platform, because we got to tell people about Jesus. That's what we're here to do. It's about Jesus. Yeah, Purpose Life book, Driven Life, I don't know if anybody's read it. Warren Wiersbe, first statement in the first chapter of the day one is what? It's not about you. It's all about Him. Amen? And that church continued to do it. Matthew chapter 22, look at verse 36 through 40. Teacher, what is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. Love God, love your neighbor. Let us close. No, I can't do that because David, then he'll really be in trouble next week. He's got to go 35 minutes or so. We got to love God. Why would he say that first? Why do you think he'd say, love God first, love your neighbor second? Pretty simple. Rationale says what? If you don't love God, you're not going to love your neighbor. You know why I know this church loves God? I'm going to tell you why. Look at that hub back there. Look at all that stuff. I mean, you'd think I was in a church of 5,000, all the stuff y'all got going. I know one thing, y'all must be tired. But like a missionary told me, hey, I heard that's recorded and you're gone. You'll be a meeting this afternoon, you're excommunicated, you're done. It's like a missionary told me in the Dominican Republic, we can rest into heaven. I know that sounds, you know, hey, you can say, well, I know. There's no retirement in the Bible. I haven't seen that. I've looked through my Bible on my iPad here. I don't see retire, stop. Okay, after 30 years, you're excused. Quit doing the adoption. Quit doing the helping families. Quit doing all the things you're doing. Don't be doing children's ministry. Don't be doing this. Don't be doing... Hey, you got enough. No, we got to keep going. Someday we will rest. But I'm going to tell you something, Catalyst Church. Someday you're going to walk into the eternity and the glory of heaven, and you're going to see some little boy or some little girl or some mom, some dad, and they're going to come up to you and say, thank you. I do chapel with the Yankees. Now, I know I'm up here in Braves country and Reds country, and I understand that, and I know you don't like the Yankees, but when y'all win 27, you can pop off. That's all I'm going to say about that. We won 27. Now, by the way, I'm also in Tampa, Lou Piniella. He won the World Series with the Reds. You may not like Lou either, but at least he got the Reds one. But anyway, I do chapel, and we've been doing ministry now 31 years, traveling around the world, sharing Christ, our Redeemer Enterprises. Why? We use anything. In the Dominican Republic, baseball is the deal. They play baseball. You want to reach boys? Play baseball. They don't go to school. They play ball. 8 hours, 10 hours a day because they got to get off that island. Everybody thinks, well, they play baseball because they love it. No, they don't love it. They got to eat. They sign that contract at age 16. They eat and their family eats. They keep playing. But we were traveling. I'm at the Yankee Complex in Tampa at Steinbrenner there. And a kid comes up to me. He says, you remember me? I said, no, sir. He said, you don't remember me? I said, no, I don't. Am I supposed to remember you? He spoke really pretty good English. He said, yes, you came to my town. I lived in Igwe. Igwe is a town in the mountains about 2 hours from Wandolio, up north, up in the mountains. He said, you came to my town when I was 15 and you told us about Jesus after the game. I'm a Christian. I'm still walking with Christ. Catalyst Church, that's what you're going to hear one day. You're going to have somebody come to you and say, hey, you remember me? Y'all came and gave some diapers. Y'all came and gave some food. Y'all came and gave us a night out. Y'all were with our children and you told them about Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what it's all about. I love sports. I love everything. And I'm going to tell you something. I love Jesus more than anything. And I want to encourage you, church, to keep on doing. He said, you got to love. You got to love God, you got to love others. And how do we do that? Let me give you just two things today. First, a man of God on mission with God, loving his neighbor. Love sometimes means you got to intervene. What does that mean? There's a need. There's a need here in Nicholasville, Kentucky. You don't have time to think about it, pray about it. You got to intervene. I imagine that's how y'all got into the adoption thing, Pastor Dave. Hey, there is a need. There's some people need assistance. We don't have to pray about it. Well, let me think. I'll pray. Lord, if He speaks to me. No, it speaks and already been done. He already said, love God, love others. Amen? And you got to intervene, love. That can be emotional. You know, well, everybody's standing on the corner. You come to Tampa, you can't get off an exit in Tampa that corner's not lined up with somebody. I don't know. It can be emotional. It can be emotional. But I tell you what, loving by intervening means it's measurable too. There's a need. I can't, I tell you, I'll be honest with you. I've not been in a church in the last few years that I've seen this kind of ministry. I am so overwhelmed. I'm probably just speaking. You say, hey, would you get off that? No, I won't get off that. I'm telling you, I am moved by this church. It's measurable. How do we measure that? Boy, there's needs got to be met. You know, and they were saying that somebody was saying, well, you know, you think of foster care. Those people don't get off. That's 24/7. And I got a granddaughter. She's got juvenile diabetes. She contracted diabetes at 8 months old. She's 7 or 8 years old. You know what I found about diabetes type 1? Anybody got type 1 diabetes? There's no off days. You don't get 2 weeks off. You don't get to sleep all night. You better get up with her right now because she can't control her pump, even though she has a pump. You better check that thing because that a little child's diabetic, it goes up and down. She's got needs. And you don't get a day off, man. You people are supplying help. It's measurable. They got to have diapers. We were in Dr. Kibler's. I know this is bad. I think we got in a little discussion here. How many diapers do they need? Well, how many times they go? It got a little deep. I know one thing. They need diapers. That's measurable. We got to have hundreds of diapers. It's measurable. You got to intervene. Loving God, loving others means you got to intervene sometimes, folks. It'll tug at your heart. You know what God tugs your heart? That God talking. Now, I'm no way. You can say, whatever. I get tugged about a lot of things. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Seeking God's will isn't something like, you know, I said this to the men last night. You know, well, you won't find it. I'm not going to tell you. No, He's told you, church. Love. And that means you got to intervene with love. But then there's another kind of love I believe God was talking here. When we love God, it's got to be preventive. Things we can see. Things that we can plan on. It's systematic. It's regular. It's going to happen. There's needs. The fatherhood ministry, I heard, and helping people. I got a brother involved in the prison ministry up there in the Amish country, and I say the Amish country up around Ephrata, Lancaster, up there, Lebanon, Mayor. Anybody know who famous cat player came out of Lebanon, Pennsylvania? Sam Bowie. You win the $10,000. See the pastor after the service. He'll write that check. Not many people know that. Sam Bowie. By the way, Sam Bowie and Shane Boyd are coming to Utah, Alabama this summer to help me reach a town. He said, why do you talk about sports? I'm going to tell you something. There's two ways you can get into any country, any place in America. This music and sports. People love music. Everybody's crazy about music. Everybody's crazy about sports. He said, well, I don't think that. I'm just telling you. Go into any country. You want to go to Costa Rica? Give me some soccer guys. Give me some people. Go down there and play soccer. You'll have a crowd and a half. And by the way, they love to beat Americans. They'll come out to beat Americans. They want to be like Americans, and they'll beat you to death. But, well, hey, that's all right. Beat me. I'm going to tell you about Jesus. He's going to beat you. And so we're going to be all right. We'll be even when it's all over. But it's systematic. And it's not always tangible about being preventive. You know, we see a need. You can't always measure it. I know in the business side, you know, there's a ROI, return of investment. We want to know. Church, can I encourage you a little bit? Sometimes there is no return of investment. You're trying to help people. You can't always measure the return. In fact, it may take years to measure that return. But God said, love me with all your heart, soul, and mind. Make me a priority in your life. I'm going to tell you something. You're serving somebody. You are serving somebody. And I'm going to tell you one way I can tell you who you're serving. Get your checkbooks out. Look at those last 50 checks you wrote. That'll tell you sometimes who you're serving. It'll look at you. Oh, now you're getting a little, you're meddling now. Well, a preacher can meddle one time. We can get in your business once in a while. But the point of it is love God. Love your neighbor. You can't love your neighbor if you don't love God. Church, keep on going. Why do we go to the Dominican Republic? Why do we go to Honduras? San Pedro Sula. San Pedro Sula in Honduras. Top three city in the world for murder per capita. When you drive into San Pedro Sula, there's always, in a lot of neighborhoods, two cars. They're pointed just like that, headlight to headlight. There's guys sitting in the car. You know who those guys are? They're part of the drug cartel. In the whole country of Honduras, drug cartel owns all the transportation. They own all the taxis. They got so much stuff. I mean, this country's in bad shape. Let me tell you who can break up drug cartels. His name's Jesus. He can get through that. He's not worried about those guys there, but it's very dangerous. Why are you there? Because those people need Jesus. Well, they need a lot of things. They need God. How do we do that? We show the love of Christ. We go down there, we do one-day camps. The public schools don't know what to do. They really don't know what to do. And they allow us to come in there, and we'll do a six-hour camp. We have recreation, we have character and doing all the leadership training, character development. We'll talk about all kinds of subjects. But at the end, during the time, they're going to let us have all the kids for 6 hours. And for 45 minutes, we have a little chapel service. David, and we tell them about Jesus. Otherwise, they're going to get it. They're going to get it. They're going to get lured in. They're just going to be like that. Hey, Honduras. You know, I've said Utah, Alabama. Town of 3,000, folks. Town of 3,000 averages a murder a weekend. Drugs and alcohol are so rampant in Utah, Alabama. Human sex trafficking in that small town, teenage pregnancies out of control. 85% of the girls who enter the ninth grade will not graduate. You're talking about a town of 3,000. This is interesting. When the people in the HUD, the housing authority, a lady came to me about 7 years ago, Anita Lewis, she's a godly lady down there, runs the housing authority for HUD. She came to me and she said, Coach Zeller, I was doing a baseball clinic. I'm a baseball guy. We were doing a baseball clinic. By the way, they're terrible baseball players in Utah, Alabama. They're the worst. Now, you talk about basketball and football, they're something else. But that baseball, they don't know what that is. But you always said doing a clinic. She said, Coach Zeller, could I talk to you? She said, we need help in Utah. I said, what do y'all need? She said, we need sidewalk repair and road repair. I said, ma'am, I'm a PE major. I don't know anything about sidewalk repair or road repair. She laughed. She said, no. She said, we need Jesus. Could you come? Now, we were talking in our Sunday school or our community group this morning about government and everything. Utah, Alabama, we're using the government facilities to help proclaim Jesus. We have now a missionary couple doing after-school tutoring for the kids. These kids go to high school. Can't go anywhere. The system is so bad. By the way, can I tell you something about Utah, Alabama? Not one white child goes to the public school in Utah. They'll go 20 miles away. I'm just going to say it. That's not right. Now, if you choose to go to private, I understand that. I was in private Christian education. That's where I coached. I understand that. But what can break that? I'll tell you what can break that. The love of God. The love for your neighbor. And now we have a missionary, 7, 8 years later, in Utah, Alabama, after-school program. His wife meets with teenage girls. We got a ladies' Bible study, a men's Bible study. I don't know where God's going to take it, but I'll tell you where I'd like to see it. I'd like to see a church like this down in Utah, Alabama. But we're going to see that, and you know what else I know? I know that's a problem in Harlan, Kentucky. People get discouraged. No jobs. Coal mines are shut down. It's done. I found this out in what little I know. When the coal mine goes, grocery store goes. Gas station goes. Pizza place goes. Community center goes. Everything goes. Those people need, they're hurting. But I'll tell you what breaks the hurt. The love of God. Amen. I want to give you three questions. I want you to write these down. I want you to write them down. Get a pen, get your pad, get your phone. Write these three questions down. I want you to take these questions. I want you to think about it. Everybody get that texting going, guys and girls. Let's go. Let's put it down. I don't even know what you do, where you put it on your phone, but put it down. Y'all know what to do. I want to give you three questions. Three questions I want to ask you about loving God and loving your neighbor. Question number one. If you could do anything, what would you do? What would you do? If you could paint that blue, take that canvas and this is what I do, this is what I'd love to do, what would you do for God? To love Him, be on mission with God and love your neighbor. What would you do? Here's number two. Come on, y'all got to do better than that. You got to go a little faster than that. Question number two, what can you do? What can you do that nobody else can do? I don't know her. I don't even think she's in the service. But they introduced me to y'all's children's lady. You know what I noticed about that children's lady? I don't know her. What's her name, Winona? What? I got you. That's her name. She had the best smile I've ever seen in a children's worker in a long time. I'm telling you, that woman, she was happy. It's 18 degrees. Who wants to be with a, you know, when it gets cold, kids' noses run. Who's going to work in there with that? She was excited. And she had a bag of toys. I don't know what was in that bag, but it loaded. What can you do? I'm not saying everybody's got to go work in the children's ministry. Somebody, hey, we need this, but this we need these music dudes up here every Sunday doing what they do. But what can you do? There's something you can do that nobody else can do. You realize that for the church? There's something you do, and you know it. It's not being cocky and arrogant, but there's something you do that nobody else can do. Well, where's my brother? I saw him. Is he the drummer? Where's the drummer? Where's he at? Oh, that's you? No, what was the guy last night? Imitator. Funny guy. There he is. That's him. He can do imitations better than I don't know what you use it for Jesus. Imitate me, imitate the pastor. Just don't make fun. Just imitate. But what can you do, church? But here's the third question, and I close. What will you do? What will you do to love God and love your neighbor here in Nicholasville? See, if you don't do it in Nicholasville, you're not going to do it in Utah. You're not going to do it in Harlan County. You're not going to do it in the Dominican Republic. You're not going to do it in Argentina, Cordoba. You're not going to do it in Colombia. You're not going to do it in Brazil. You're not going to do it in Honduras, San Pedro Sula. You're not going to do it in Panama City, Panama. You got to do it here. What will you do? There's something you can do, church. Love God. Love your neighbor. Pretty simple. Pretty easy. Now, church, let's go do it. Let's pray. We're going to pray, and then I believe the band's coming up to close it out. But let me pray. And would you just contemplate, church, what would you do? What can you do? What will you do? Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this church. Lord, I know I'm repeating.